Good morning to everyone.
早上好，各位。
And I wish you all a happy New Year.
啊，祝大家新春快乐。
I'm encouraged that many of you came out in spite of the weather.
啊，大家这是冒着这么多的风雪出来。
And we pray, certainly for God's blessing for you, today and in the New Year.
啊，愿主祝福大家今天的主日跟啊今年的这个喜悦。
I think it's quite traditional.For Chinese to wish each other blessings in the New Year.
中国的传统就是新年的时候都给大家的互相的拜年啊。
Even though I was born in this country, I certainly understand the custom.
即使这陈牧师是在美国出生的，但是他仍然的熟悉中国的这个传统。
We wish each other good health.
我们啊祝愿大家有啊身体健康啊。
We wish each other prosperity.
发财啦。
We wish each other tranquility.
就是大家都是有这个好的前途啦。
And even Americans wish each other a happy New Year.
但是美国人也是一样的祝愿新年快乐。
But to be honest, no one knows what will happen in the New Year.
我们都不知道新年会发生什么事情。
And we need to understand that God has a different way of doing things.
那么我们要明白神有不同的方法来做他的自己的事情。
Sometimes Christians sort of think that, oh, I am God's child.
有时候我们基督徒会这样的认为我是神的儿女。
And if I am an obedient child of God, God will give me a lot of blessing.
如果我是顺服敬爱神的话，神应该会给我很好的祝福。
And I should have a problem-free life.
我应该是一个没有什么阻碍、没有什么困扰的一个人生。
But sometimes in the Christian life, the opposite is true.
但是很不幸运的时候，很多的基督徒的人生是相反的。
That those who are obedient to God sometimes suffer difficulties and problems.
有些爱主的信徒，他们生活上遇到很大的困难。
We also need to understand that God has a different calendar.
我们也要明白神有他自己的那个日历。
The way that we see time, we see it is somewhat cyclical.
那我们看到的是我们说的这周而复始的一直的不同的循环啊。
Every 365 days, we celebrate a new year.
每365天我们就会庆祝一次新年。
And through this year, we go through fall and winter and spring and summer.
那么我们就是春夏秋冬不同的这样来一年一年的过去。
At the end of the year, we kind of do it all over again.
那么在年尾的时候，我们又再来一次。
Now I know this winter, we sort of think that maybe the winter will never end.
那么我们可能会想到今年的冬天可能是永远都不会停下来。
But I assure you, spring eventually will come.
但是我们都相信春天快要来了。
All the snow will melt and we'll be wearing very t-shirts.
那么那个雪会融化，我们可以穿短袖的衣服。
But God doesn't see time as cyclical.
但是神看那个时间不是周而复始的。
He sees it as linear.
他看到是一条由开始到一个终点的。
That history is heading toward a certain goal or conclusion.
那么这个历史会慢慢的到一个终点，会完结。
And so in this passage that we're going to be looking at, Paul wants to encourage this young minister Timothy.
那么我们从今天的经文来看看保罗怎么样来教导提摩太。
See, Timothy was a timid sort of a minister.
那么提摩太呢，他是一个很好的一个传道人。
But Paul doesn't say, "Oh, don't worry, everything will turn out good."
但是保罗并不是跟提摩太说你不用担心，一切都会好的。
No, Paul gives him the truth.
那么保罗。告诉他一些真相。
In verse 3 he says, But understand this, that in the last days there will be come times of difficulty. Chapter 3 verse 1.
那么我们从第三章第一节的时候呢，保罗告诉提摩太，末日的时候会有危险。
Paul was talking about what he called the last days.
那么保罗告诉提摩太，他说的这个是末日。
And As defined in the Bible, the last days is the time between Christ's first coming and his second coming.
那么根据圣经所说的话，那么这个末日就是说基督的第一次再来跟第二次再来的时候那个日子。
That there is going to be a time, a conclusion to history.
那么会有一个审判的日子。
And in some sense, there is sort of a countdown to the second coming of Christ.
意思就是说，我这时间慢慢的会一天一天的过去，会到那个末日越来越近。
Now, when I was growing up, they were sending, beginning to send people into space.
那么陈牧师出生的时候呢，那个时候呢，刚好就开始火箭把人送到那个太空去。
And so whenever they had a rocket with these astronauts on them, it would be on TV.
那么如果是那个火箭要升空的时候呢，我们在电视上面是可以看到直播的。
And so they would on TV show like a clock.
那么在这个火箭要升空的时候呢，我们看到这个时间会在一个倒数。
But this clock was a clock that was counting down.
我们看到那个时间是一秒一秒的逐渐的少下来。
For instance, they would say, "Oh, in 4 hours, this rocket will blast off."
比如说，会四个小时以后，这个火箭就会升空了。
And so this clock would begin to tick away.
那么这个时间就会慢慢的一秒一秒的过去。
And so you might say, since Christ ascended into heaven, there has been a countdown clock.
那么我们可以说，基督复活升天以后，那么这个末日的时间就慢慢的一天一天的接近了。
And you might say, when it hits zero, that's when Christ will come.
那么我们可以说，当这个时间变成零的时候，基督的第二次就会来了。
But we don't know when exactly what time it is in some sense.
但是圣经没有告诉我们他会哪一天会来。
But we do know that we're perhaps 2,000 years closer to the zero.
但是我们知道现在是离那一天是2000年更近了。
And so in this passage, there is in some sense good news and bad news.
那么在这个经文里面告诉我们一些好的消息，也告诉我们一些坏的消息。
And so first, I want to share with you some bad news.
那么我们先来分享一些不好的消息。
And then I want to share with you the good news.
然后我们再分享那些好的消息。
The bad news is found in chapter 3, verses 1 through 9.
那么从第三章的第三节到第九节，我们看到这些不好的消息。
Again, in verse 1 of this chapter, he says,Paul warns Timothy, in the last days there will be times of difficulty.
那么这个第一节的时候呢，保罗告诉提摩太，在这个末日之前来的时候，会有危险的日子。
And there are various translations of that word difficulty.
那么在英文上面说是困难的日子，但是在中文里面翻译成危险的日子。
But the whole idea is that it implies danger, it implies trouble.
但是呢，它的整一个目的就是告诉我们会有麻烦，会有困难。
And why is that?
但是为什么会这样呢？
Well, it mentions that there will be people who will be very difficult to deal with.
那么这里告诉我们会有一些很难对付的人。
And there's a long list of 19 characteristics.
就是有一个非常一个长的一个清单，里面有十九个种人。
And if you were to read that, you'll understand that there's these are very difficult type of people to deal with.
那么你去慢慢的读的时候，你发现里面有十九种很难应付的人。
And we don't have time to look at all 19.
我们没有时间去逐一的看这十九种人。
But let me highlight three of them.
那让我们来看看其中的三种。
It mentions that they are lovers of self.
有些人是自私自利的。
These are selfish people.
就是非常自私的人。
They are lovers of money.
他们是贪爱钱财的。
And we in this society, we recognize there are lots of people who just love money.
我们在这个社会上，我们看见有很多很多人都非常非常的喜爱钱。
It mentions people who are lovers of pleasure.
有些人是很喜欢喜乐的。
And again, in our society, we know that there are people who are just obsessed with pleasure.
有些人呢，就为了寻求个快乐呢，做任很多事情都会做。
It might be people obsessed with sex.
有些人就可能是性方面放纵。
It might be people who are obsessed with travel.
有些人就很喜欢旅游。
It might be people who want to take drugs.
有些人可能会吸毒
because they are obsessed with pleasure.
因为他们想要快乐。
Now, there's in some sense not wrong to desire money or pleasure.
这个钱跟快乐没有错。
But not if it takes the place of God.
但是不可以取代了神的位置。
The greatest commandment is that we are to love God supremely.
那么实践里面就是说我们要全心全意的爱主。
But for these people, it seems that God is secondary or not even there.
但是对这些人来说，可能神是变成第二位，甚至不存在。
These are people who make self the most important thing.
这些人把自己摆在了最高的一个位置。
They make money the most important thing.
他们觉得赚钱是最重要的。
They make pleasure the most important thing.
他们觉得新的快乐是最重要的。
And you might think, oh yeah, those people, those atheists, they're very bad.
啊，你们可能会说，啊，那些无神论者，他们是非常非常坏。
But it's not just atheists.
但是不单单是无神论者。
Look at verse 5.
我们看看第五节。
It says that having the appearance of godliness but denying its power.
有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意。
That is, these people are, some of these people are religious people.
这些人看上去非常非常的敬虔。
They may be another religion.
他们可能是另外的一个宗教。
Or they could even call themselves Christian.
或者甚至有些人他们说基督徒。
And they look very religious.
他们看上去非常的敬虔。
They have the appearance of someone who loves God.
他们的外表看上去非常非常的爱神。
But the Bible says that these people just have the external appearance but don't have the real internal relationship with God.
但这些人圣经告诉我们他们只有敬虔的外表没有在敬畏神的心意在他们心里面。
If you were to walk around the city of Boston, you find lots of large old churches.
你们在波士顿这个地方里面走一走的话你会看到非常非常多的宏伟的那个老教堂。
And you'll find people there who seem to want a lot of, who have a lot of tradition in their religion.
我们会看见他们有非常非常的那些很好的传统。
But if you were to listen to what they teach, it's a different message.
但是你如果进去里面听他们在那里讲道的时候，他们讲的东西就不一样了。
I visited a church in the past year.
陈牧师上一年去了一个教会里面去探访。
I didn't attend their service, but I went to that building and got some of their literature.
他没有去听那个讲道，但是他里面拿了一些单张。
And one of the brochures that they had says, "We are a welcoming church."
但是里面一个单张就说我们就是欢迎大家来这里。
And I thought to myself, "Oh, that's very nice. They welcome people."
那陈牧师觉得这非常好啊，欢迎大家来。
But when I opened the brochure and read a little bit more, it says, "Oh, we accept gays and lesbians as they are."
但是当你打开里面的单张里面呢，他们就发现呢，他们欢迎同性恋、异性恋什么的，那个双性恋的。
And basically, what they're saying is that our sense of morality and ethics has changed.
他们觉得这个社会呢，里面的观念呢，道德观念都改变了。
Now we as a church, we welcome all sinners, of course.
那么作为一个教会，我们也应该是欢迎所有的人。
But if a person is committing adultery, we would say, no, you should stop.
但是我们就会觉得，你如果犯了奸淫的话，你们一定要停止。
If a person is having a feud with someone and hating someone, we would say that's wrong.
但是你虽然是如果是憎恨别人、不喜欢别人的话，我们说这是不对的。
Certainly, if someone was a practicing homosexual, we would say they should stop.
那么如果有人是还仍然这同性恋的话，我们就跟他们说，你们要停止。
And so we have to be very careful.About even religious groups who profess to be Christian.
那么我们一定要小心，有一些看上去非常是传统的那些教会的话，他们其实人们讲的东西不一定是正确的。
Verse 6 and through 9, talks about the fact that there will be people, false teachers that will be out there.
那么从第九节到第六到第九节呢，我们讲到那些假先知。
In some sense, it says that these people are very deceptive.
我们从某一种层面上面说，他们应该是非常有知识的人。
Jesus warned us about this in Matthew chapter 7 verse 15.
那么what's that?
Matthew 7:15.
在马太福音里面。
He says, "Beware of false prophets."
你们要小心假先知。
Who come to you in sheep's clothing.
他们来到你的时候就披着羊皮。
But inwardly are ravenous wolves.
但在他里面是残暴的狼。
In other words, Jesus is saying there are some teachers who look like sheep.
例如说有一些教导我们的人，他们看上去像羊一样。
But inside they're like wolves.
但是他的内心是一只狼。
And so we need to be very careful because of these types of people.
所以我们一定要小心自疑类的人。
And so these are the people today who would say, well, yes, we believe in the Bible.
是这个时候呢，很多的时候人呢就是说我们相信圣经。
But we don't believe everything that's in there.
但是他们说我们不相信圣经里面所有的东西。
Because the Bible was written so long ago.
因为说圣经是很久很久以前写的。
And things have changed.
就是说这个已经有很多东西改变了。
So all these things that they don't really apply to us.
就是里面的圣经里的东西，他们觉得对现在来说是不适用了。
Verse 5, the last part of verse 5, Paul says, avoid such people.
那么在第五节的时候呢，保罗说我们要远离这些人。
Now how do we discern these false teachers?
那么我们怎么样来认识这些人呢？
Certainly part of it is we ourselves, we know God's word and what it teaches.
那么我们第一样事情就是说呢，我们要认识圣经。
That's why we encourage people to study God's word.
就是我们要鼓励大家要读经多点。
Understand what it teaches.
那么你就会明白老师在讲什么东西。
And so when you understand what the Bible teaches, then you will understand that certain teachers are not teaching according to the Bible.
当你对圣经熟悉的时候呢，你就会知道呢，有些老师是在教导圣经里面不一样的东西。
But it's also good to have good leaders who can protect us.
当然我们也需要一个可以保护我们的领导人。
The Bible says that pastors, for instance, one of their jobs is to protect the flock.
比如我们的牧师，他的其中的一个工作就是要保护我们的羊群。
And it's more important for these pastors, to protect the flock than to be a good speaker.
我们的牧师的一个工作要保护羊群，比他们要来讲道更重要。
Because they can be good speakers, but they could be telling you things that are not true.
他可能是讲道讲得非常好，但是他如果讲的东西错的话，那就不好了。
I had a Christian friend of mine who told me that they watch a lot of TV event preacher.
他牧师有一个朋友，他说他在电视里面看到很多那个讲道的。
And when she told me the name.I immediately recognized that this person is a false teacher.
他告诉我那个名字的时候，我立刻就知道是一个假先知。
But she told me, oh, he speaks so wonderful.
他说，哎呀，这个人讲得非常的好。
I really like listening to him.
我非常非常喜欢他讲道。
But the problem is he's not telling you the truth.
但是那个问题就是说，他没有告诉你真相。
See, in some sense, some of the things that he says certainly are true.
他讲的东西从某一个方面来说是正确的。
But this minister, he never mentions anything about sin.
但是这个牧师从来都不没有在电视里面讲到罪性这一个问题。
He just says some very nice things for everyone to enjoy.
他只是讲一些好的事情让大家去享受。
But the Bible teaches us about sin.
但是呢，圣经里面告诉我们，我们一定要面对。
The Bible teaches us that God is holy.
我们圣经里面告诉我们说神是圣洁的。
And so we need to teach the same things that God teaches us.
所以我们要在教导我们好像基督教导我们一样。
And so many people are being deceived by these popular TV preachers.
所以很多人呢就会给那些非常流行的那个电视里面的布道的那些人被他们迷惑了。
And so this will be characteristic of the last days.
这里就是其中的一个末日的一个现象。
And it sounds kind of depressing, doesn't it?
就是非常的郁闷，是不是？
But there is good news.
但是也有好的消息。
There is positive thing.
也有一些令我们兴奋的事情。
And I want to jump to chapter 4. Yep.
我们来看一看第四章。
Verse 1, it says, I charge you in the presence of God and of Jesus Christ, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom.
我在神的面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度祝福你。
What Paul is referring to is that Jesus Christ will come back.
那么保罗在这里讲到，就是说，耶稣基督他会再来。
Yes, the world and will become more and more sinful.
没错，这个世界会一天一天的罪性会慢慢的增加。
But Christ will return someday.
但是基督会再来。
He will come as a judge.
他来的时候是以审判官的身份再来。
He will come as a king.
他来的时候以王的身份再来。
And so you may say, well.If he's the king, how come there's all this mess on this earth?
你可能会问，他既然是王，为什么他让这些做糟糕的东西在这个世上存在？
Because God's plan allows for sin to take its course.
因为神允许这个罪在这个世上。
But ultimately, God is in control.
但是神是在掌控。
He allows for problems, illnesses, even persecution.For his children,
他允许这个病痛，允许这个困难，甚至允许基督徒被迫害。
Many Christians sort of misunderstand, thinking that, oh, if I am God's child, God will just give me a problem-free life.
很多基督徒会有一个错误的观点，就是觉得我如果非常爱神的话，神会给我一个非常平稳的一个人生。
Especially if I'm obedient to God.
特别当我非常非常的敬畏神的时候
that God will just take care of me.
那么神就会照顾好我。
But let me give you the example of Paul.
那么我们来看看保罗的这个例子。
I think all of us would agree that Paul was a child of God.
大家应该都承认保罗是上帝的儿女。
And you might say he was a choice servant of God.
他是神所拣选的仆人。
God used him to write much.Of the New Testament.
神用保罗写了很多的新约。
But look at verses 10 through 12.
我们看看十到十二节。
He says, You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim, my life, in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings.
Right. 我们在第十节里面就会看到呢但你已经服从了我的教训、秉行、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐，以及我在安提阿、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难，我所忍受的何等的逼迫，但从这一切主都把我救出来了。
So when Paul talks about his life, he also acknowledges that there was a lot ofPersecution and suffering in his life.
当保罗讲到他的人生的时候，他讲到了很多的那种逼迫跟苦难。
Now, in the last part of verse 11, it says that God allowed these persecutions, but God rescued him.
但是从十一节里面呢，我们看到保罗说，神允许这些苦难跟逼迫存在，但是最后神把他救出来了。
Now, if you read the newspaper about a week ago.
那么如果你们看这个有些网络上面的或者报纸上面的话，你们看到大概一个礼拜之前
，There was this horrible story about 21 Christians, Egyptian Christians, who were killed.
你们会看到呀，有二十一个在埃及的一个基督徒啊，给啊杀砍头了。
That this radical Islamic group called ISIS brought these 21 Christians to the seashore.
啊，我们从报道里面看到呢，就一个伊斯兰的一个极端的分子，他们把这些人啊带到了那个啊海边。
And they recorded this on video.
他们把它录成了一个影像。
And basically, they cut the heads off of all these Christians.
基本上，他们就把他们的头砍下来了。
And it was horrible.
这是非常啊不幸的一件事情。
And we may ask ourselves, where is God?
我们可能会问神啊
，Why doesn't God protect them?
你为什么没有保护他们？
Well, I think we also look at Paul.
那么我们也来看一看保罗。
This letter is the last letter that Paul wrote.
这是保罗写的最后一封书信。
He was in prison at this point.
他当时写这封信的时候是在监狱里面。
And tradition tells us that Paul was beheaded also later on.
那么根据这个圣经里面的记载，这个历史里面记载，保罗写完这封信以后呢，他被砍头了。
Yet the Bible teaches us God is in control.
但是圣经告诉我们，神在掌控。
He will come as judge again and as king.
他会再来，以审判官跟王的身份再来。
And so yes, God loves us, but He allows for sin to take its course.
没有错，神爱我们，但是他允许有一些自家的不好的事情发生。
And Paul later on in this book tells us that God will give him great rewards in heaven.
保罗在后面的书信会告诉我们，神在天堂里面会给他冠冕。
But it doesn't mean that our lives on earth will be trouble-free.
就是告诉我们，我们在地上面的生活不是没有啊困难一帆风顺的，我们的家在天上。
In fact, it tells us that those in verse 12 is a very shocking statement.
那么在第十二节的话，是一个非常震撼的一个啊句子。
It says, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted."
十二节里面讲到，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
So even in our lives, we may suffer. If we are living godly lives, we should expect persecution.
就是我们每日敬虔度日的时候呢，我们也会受到逼迫。
But that doesn't mean that God ultimately isn't in control.
但是这不代表神没有在掌控。
Ultimately, He will come to judge and He will rule as king.
神仍然是审判官，神仍然是王。
And so one of those things, when I saw this video of these 21 Egyptians who were Christians who were being killed, I was amazed.
当时我看到这一个录像的时候，我非常的惊讶。
Those Christians were not screaming and yelling and pleading for their lives.
那些二十一个基督徒，他们没有在那里哭嚎，没有在那里显出。
In some sense, they were very quiet.
从某一个方面，我们可以说他们非常非常的安静。
Many of them were praying.
很多他们都在祈祷。
Because they entrusted their lives into God's hand.
因为他们相信他们的生命在神的手中。
And so we as Christians recognize that, that even though we may go through difficulties and persecution, God still is in control.
那么作为基督徒，我们知道我们可能会经历苦难，我们会经历逼迫，但是我们一定要坚信神掌控。
Well, how then are we to live our lives on this earth with knowing that there's this type of environment?
当我们有这种的状况出现的时候，我们怎么样在这个世上生活呢？
Well, in verse 14, it says, "Continue in what you have learned and firmly believe."
那么第十四节里面告诉我们，我们要明白这个圣经，要过这个得到这个得救的智慧。
And what Paul is referring to is the Word of God.
那么保罗就告诉我们， 就是神的话语。
You see this in verse 16.
在十六节里面
，All Scripture is breathed out by God.
圣经都是神所默示的。
Now, what literally it means, all Scripture is God breathed.
那么这个意思就是说神的话语。
That is, the Word of God has the authority as if God spoke it.
那么这个圣经里面都是神讲出来的。
Now we know that the Bible is not a quotation of everything that God said to us.
那么这个圣经不是说真的神的亲口对着我们讲的。
But when God wanted to reveal things to us, He wrote them down in this book.
但是神是透过他的话语感动一些先知，感动一些人的时候呢。把神的话语写了下来。
And so the word of God should have authority in our lives.
那么这些话语是神跟我透过不同的人写出来的话，应该是由他的主权在里面。
And in the second part of verse 16, it says, "And is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work."
他后面告诉我们，他的这个圣经啊，对于教训、读着。使人归正，教导人，协议都是有益的，教属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So the good news is, if we want to enjoy God's blessing in the future, is that we need to continue in God's word.
那么这个好消息就是说，当我们想要享受神为我们在以后预备的好东西的时候呢，我们现在就要享受神给我们的话语。
So the Bible says that the Bible is something that will help us to grow spiritually.
这个圣经会帮助我们成长我们的灵命。
It will equip us so that we can deal with all these problem people who live around us.
它会装备我们，会面对那些不容易对付的人。
And so we need to continue in the Word of God.
所以我们要继续的读神的话语。
We also need to live the word of God.
当然我们要把神的话语要行出来。
Verse 10, Paul says to Timothy, "But you, however, followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness."
在第十节里面呢，保罗就已经告诉了那个提摩太，但你已经服从了我的教训、品行、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐。
Paul was saying that his life example would be helpful to Timothy.
他保罗在这里就是说，保罗生活的榜样会帮助提摩太。
That he sees the word of God being lived out in Paul's life.
他把神的话语放在他身上的时候呢，活出来了。
And so this gives him encouragement.
这样的话就给提摩太一个鼓励。
This gives him understanding of how the Bible works.
那么让提摩太知道圣经是怎么样运作的。
And then not only was Paul an example to Timothy, but there are two women who are also examples to Timothy.
那么保罗呢，不单单怎么样告诉那个提摩太，他也告诉了提摩太呢，女人怎么样帮助。
Verse 14. It says, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believe, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you've been acquainted with the sacred writings."
是怎么说？是从女人里面学习东西呢？我们再看十四节啊。当你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
See, Timothy became a Christian and learned about the Bible not from Paul.
然而保罗在这里在告诉我们呢，提摩太呢，他从小就明白圣经，但不是从保罗身上学到的。
Timothy learned it from his mother and his grandmother.
提摩太圣经是从他的母亲跟他的祖母身上学习的。
You could look at 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
我们看看提摩太这个后书的第二章。
It says, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well."
What chapter is it?
Chapter 1, verse 5.
Well, 1 verse 5. Okay.
Second Timothy 1 verse 5.
One.
kind of brilliant.
想到第一章第五节，想到你心里无畏之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有罗基心里，我深信也在你心里。
So I know that in this congregation there are many, many mothers and many grandmothers.
我相信在这个会堂里面，我们有很多人都有祖母，有母亲。
And you can have a deep effect upon your children and your grandchildren.
我们当中也是别人的母亲，也可能是别人的祖母。我们相信你们会在你们的家庭里面影响你们的后代。
And even if you don't have grandchildren, there are children in here in the church. We need more children's workers.
你可能没有呀，现在还没有小孩，也还没有孙子，但是呢，我们这个教会里面有很多小孩，我们可以，你们可以影响他们。
So you could teach the word of God, you can model the word of God.
你可以教导他们，或者是成为他们的榜样，怎么样来做一个基督徒。
And all these children, they're getting exposed to people who love themselves, love pleasure, love money.
那么我们这些小孩呢，就是从我们身上呢，就会学到很多的爱。
This is what all that TV is teaching them.
因为他们在外面的社会里面呢，学习到的东西就是怎么样去爱钱，怎么样去爱这个世界。
And so many of you, like I said, are mothers and grandmothers. You can affect the next generation.
所以我们在这里做母亲的，做祖母的，我们就在教会里面用这个圣经来影响他们。
And maybe we'll talk about that Mother's Day and for a sermon.
可能是下一次的话，母亲节的时候，我们再来讲这个怎么样父母来影响子女。
But the last good news that I want to talk about is found in verse 2. Sure.
那么我们还有一个好消息，就是第四章第二节。
It is to proclaim the word.
就是说一定要传道。
Now it says.Probably, I'm not sure of the Chinese translation, but it talks in English, it says to preach the word.
The same thing.
Okay.
这里说一定要传道。
So you may say, oh, this just applies to the preachers.
那么你们就会想啊，这是对牧长啊，传道人。
But the word actually means to proclaim.
但是他这里讲到是说，我们一定要是所有的人。
It means to proclaim aloud or proclaim publicly.
就是说，我们要在公众场所里面要传讲神的道。
So you can proclaim up here in the pulpit.
你可以在讲台上面传讲。
Or you can proclaim as you have a conversation with someone.
你也可以在跟别人交谈的时候呢，也可以来传道。
If something good happened to you, many times you will be very much willing to share it with your friends and neighbors.
很自然的，当我们有好事情发生在我们身上的时候，我们都想跟别人分享。
And so that's the idea behind this word proclaim. It's not just necessarily preaching from the pulpit.
这个 proclaim 的意思就是说，不单单是在站在讲台上面讲，而是那你有机会的时候，你就跟别人。
And so many of you, for instance, have a lot of New Year's family gatherings.
我们都在新年的时候呢，都会有那个团年啊，开年啊，这些聚会啊。
And there are many non-Christians in your family.
我们家庭的成员里面一定有很多是非基督徒。
And so you can proclaim the gospel, the word of God to your family members.
那么你在这个时候就可以跟他们分享。
Or maybe, you know, with all this snow, you know, you've gotten to know your neighbors better.
因为是下这么多雪的时候呢，我们在铲雪的时候呢，你可能有机会就跟你的邻居有一个分享圣经的机会。
Maybe you commute to work and you begin to talk to these people about how long you've been waiting.
那么你在这个MBTA 的服务呢延迟的时候呢，利用这段时间的时候呢，你也可以跟别人分享神的话语。
But this is also an opportunity to proclaim.God's word.
因为当你在很长的时间等待的时候，这是你来分享神的话语的机会。
The good news.
就是分享神的话语。
And so this is what this passage teaches us that we need to proclaim God's word in these last days as well.
就是在这个这一节圣经里面就告诉我们，我们务要传道，无论得时还是不得时。
And so. Remind us again, we are Paul tells us we are living in the last days.
那么保罗在这里告诉我们，我们是末活在这个末日当中。
The bad news is that we are should expect difficult and dangerous days ahead.
我这个不好事情就是说会有危险的时候。
But the good news is God ultimately is in control.
但是好的消息就是说神在掌控。
Christ will return as judge and as king.
神会以审判官跟王的形象带回来。
And so we as Christians need to continue in God's word.
我们作为基督徒要继续的学习神的话语。
We need to live out God's word in our daily lives.
我们继续要活出神的形象。
And we need to proclaim God's word.
我们要传道。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for the good news.
主啊，我们感谢你的好消息。
The gospel that has been given to us.
你的圣经里面告诉了我们。
We recognize that we are sinners before you.
我们在你的面前是罪人。
But the good news is Jesus Christ died for our sins and rose again.
但是我们的好消息就是神已经为我们的罪献上了挽回祭。
And the good news is also that even though we suffer through difficulties in this life, we recognize that you are ultimately in control.
我们会受到逼迫，会苦难，但是呢，我们知道你在掌控。
And so we ask that you would help us to stand upon your word.
主啊，求你帮助我们在你的话语上面建立。
To live it out in our daily lives.
在我们每天的生活里面活出你的样式。
And to proclaim it and share it with others.
我们在不懂的时候，我来传讲你的话语。
Father, help us to be not to be deceived by the things of this world.
真的不要让这个世界混乱了我们。
But to be faithful to your word.
但是让我们在你的话语上面有信心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名求。
Amen.
Amen.